Welcome to the Marketing Mantra Podcast, brought to you by 99signals.com, a place to find top-notch content on a wide range of marketing topics, including SEO, social media marketing, content marketing, blogging, and more. Take your blog to the next level and achieve massive traffic growth by learning top blogging strategies discussed in the Marketing Mantra Podcast. And now, here is your host, Sandeep Mallya.
Hello everyone and welcome to a new episode of Marketing Mantra. I'm your guest host, Raksha Shenoy, and I'm going to be discussing an interesting topic for entrepreneurs today, that is resistance and resilience. So we are going to be talking about some survival tips for entrepreneurs. I'm hoping I can share my experience with all of you. And of course, you can contribute and comment as we go along. So what is resistance and resilience? So these are the filters that we are going to use today to look at our own business, look at our own startups. I will be drawing from my experience as founder of Nummy. And of course, you can think in your own context and reflect. So I started Nummy as a healthy food startup in 2020. It's a rural startup based in a little village in India. And we produce healthy snacking products, mostly made out of fox nuts. So in the middle of the pandemic, when we started, our focus was on both the physical distribution in the neighboring areas and online through Amazon and credit platforms like this, and D2C through our own website. So it has been a learning journey for me, and I thought, why not share my learning experience with all of you, because I have made a lot of mistakes and I have learned from these mistakes and I am learning. So it's a long process, I know. I am just starting off, but there's nothing like experience, you know. Nothing can teach you as much as experiencing something. Either it is the success that comes out of that experience or the failure that comes out of that experience. It is invaluable. The theory is there, but I think a lot more learning happens when you experience it. So people who are listening, I'm sure you can resonate if you have your own business or if you have started something or experienced. If not, you can learn a little bit from all of us. So here we go, resistance and resilience. So look at these as filters, filters for the 4 points that I'm going to discuss now. And what are these 4 points? The first one is how I look at my product versus organizational building. So here there is some bit of resilience lens that we need to put on. So product versus organizational development, what is it, right? So let me draw from my experience, where in the beginning, when I started my business, I was so focused on developing the product, the manufacturing process, the whole initial, you know, effort that goes into product development. And I did not realize that it's not just the product, it's not just getting out a great product, but to be in business, we have to develop organizational capabilities. And when I say organizational capabilities, it could be building people capabilities, how we look at partnership, vendors, suppliers, the whole ecosystem that cannot be ignored. It's a big part of our business. And in the long term, this is how business is going to thrive. It's not just the product, but the kind of organization that one has built. I also, when I was looking up and I was reading about organizational building capabilities and some examples that I can share with you, a couple of examples that resonated with me were, one is of Tiny Owl and the other one is of Flipkart. So Tiny Owl, if all of you have heard of it in the food delivery business, it started off with a lot of enthusiasm, great focus on product, feature building, good technology, done enough customer research to know what would work for customers and build all the required features that will benefit the customer. So much importance was given to product development. What Tiny Owl did not focus on was organizational development. You have to think of your restaurants, partners, vendors, all of that, the whole ecosystem. That is something that they did not focus on, and I don't think they were able to see it at the right time or do something about it or get the right strategies in place, and eventually I think they went out of business. So there was some resilience required, and we don't know what were the challenges and why this organization went out of business, but you will have to be resilient in building an organization. Organizational building does not happen as fast as product development. It takes time because people are involved. And whenever you're looking at business from a long term, take the people view, take the culture view. You cannot just thrive in the market based on your product alone. There are very few, they could be, but very, very small percentage where it's just the product and it's a very lean organization that has survived. With people, you will always have to take the long-term view. So see how you can build your organizational and people capabilities. Second example is of Flipkart, and it is a little different from the first example that I've given because it shows resilience here. So Flipkart also in the beginning focused a lot on the product development, building great features, very user-friendly. The customer was at the center of the whole product development thing. But they realized that just building great product was not doing any good. They had to build a robust ecosystem of vendors, suppliers, partners, people internally, all of that. So what did they do? They took two things into consideration. One was hiring. They hired the top talent, got them in, and which helped them, you know, get all the functions up and running in that fashion. The second thing was acquisition. They acquired few organizations, few other businesses, so that they could get the capability of those businesses into Flipkart. Again, any gap with the capability was then maybe sorted by the acquisitions that they made. So they didn't give up. They looked at hiring, they looked at acquisitions as a way of being resilient and continuing the business and surviving. So that's the point that I wanted all of you to think about, is product development versus organizational development. The second point, and here we are going to use the lens of resistance, is resisting the funding temptation. I know this is not a very popular point, but think about it. I'm not saying we shouldn't get external funding. We need funding to survive and a lot of other things. But what kind of funding, and where are you looking at funding to get funding? That's something that you will have to think about. What happens usually when we think of funding is we take a very short-term view. We look at funding and our startup sometimes from a sprint point of view and not a marathon point of view. Business is always a marathon. It is a long-term thing that you'll have to think about. Most of us, when we look at the funding thing, we look at valuation, getting a fancy office, fat pay package, and exits, and so much of that, right? But business takes time to thrive. It is not just a 2-3 year project that we are doing. It is a long-term thing. For any solid business to be there, it will take easily a decade. So funding is not just for that one year or 2 years that you're looking at, and I'm going to, you know, exit and I'll be okay after that sort of point of view. Think of something for a longer time. So the temptation of overvaluation brings a lot of other issues. And as entrepreneurs, I'm sure some of you can resonate, is the most challenging can be that emotional stress that you go through, the unrealistic expectations sometimes we have from investors, or the challenges with revenue and showing numbers and all of that. So this is something that you can resist, you can think about, you can see what kind of investors you're getting, what kind of funding are you getting. Are your investors also taking a longer term view? or is it just merely a project for them? So think of funding from, again, a long-term perspective and not just as a short-term sprint that you are running. So that's the second point. Let's go to the third point, which is an aftermath of funding sometimes, an unhealthy burn rate. When I say burn rate, is burning all the money that you have. So I have also done this. In the beginning, you burn so much time, money and effort on building products, on the manufacturing process and all of that. And after that, you know, a lot goes into the marketing effort, marketing function. But then you are left with zero cash, which I think is the most crucial for any business. You need to have cash in hand or in bank, and not just on your books. So think of how you are burning the cash you have. Cash is the queen, and I can tell you from a retail space. So when we spend so much on the manufacturing process and of course whatever is remaining on the marketing and all of it, and we are booking sales, right? Revenue we are booking, but we also follow a credit system where we give credit to our retailers or distributors. And though there is revenue booked on books, you do not have actual cash. And that's where, you know, I felt that I had a lot of unhealthy burn rate. So focus on that. It could be any industry. Cash is the queen. There should be some amount that we keep in cash and not just in the books that we show. So and also sometimes funding also can bring in that unhealthy burn rate. You know, you spend everything on marketing and all of that, whereas, you know, you just have revenues on the books and not the cash actually could be zero that you have. So there are many organizations who have resisted the funding temptation and may also be looking at, you know, resisting the unhealthy burn rate. Zerodha, Zoho, they have not gone for funding. And even organizations that have gone for funding could be very prudent with the kind of burn rate that they have. So please focus on that aspect also, because cash, that's definitely the mantra that I have learned after making a lot of mistakes there. So that's the third point. And moving to the last point that I wanted to share with all of you is in the space of financial lapse. So a lot of financial lapse and a lot of practices, I'm not talking about the full-blown scams here, but the smaller things that sometimes after funding or just to show a lot of revenues or to have better valuation, entrepreneurs do or founders do. We are looking at the whole Byju's situation where, you know, recording revenues of multiple periods in one was a huge blow, and now they are, you know, looking at the impact of all of that. Similarly, even in the, I think, product space, a lot of times increasing the value of inventory is seen as a very common practice. Also recording sales before even the purchase order is in, or showing it on the books, if assuming that, you know, we will have sales in the future, or customer will give order again. So these are some of the practices that you will see can be very tempting in the shorter period, but you will have to think of this from a long-term perspective. As your organization grows, there will be audits, there will be a lot of checks, and it's better you have good financial practices from the beginning than regretting it at a later point. So think of how you want to have your financial practices, and monitoring all of these becomes extremely important. So these are the four points that I had for all of you. You can add on, you can also share where you have resisted and where you have been resilient in your journey of entrepreneurship and in your business. We would love to hear your thoughts in the comment section. I have learned a lot, and it's just the beginning of my journey, but the good thing is I am learning from my mistakes, and I hope that I take a longer term view of business and build something solid for the future and not just get carried away with the temptations today. So resilience and resistance, please look at organizational building. It requires a lot of resilience and I am sure it will pay off in the long term. So this is Raksha Shenoy again, your guest host, and I love discussing these 4 points with all of you. That is how you can look at product development versus building organization for the long term, how you can resist funding temptation, not saying don't go for funding, but what kind of funding and how you take a long-term view of funding, how you can resist unhealthy burn rate, cash is the queen, and how you can monitor financial practices so there are no financial lapses. That's all from my end. Thank you for tuning in. It was great sharing my experience with all of you. I know entrepreneurship can be a challenging journey, can be very draining. Sometimes you feel like giving up, but let's be resilient. Share your experience in the comment section, how you have endured challenges and how you've overcome. We would love to hear your examples and your experience on being resilient and being resistant. So that's it from my end. Thank you very much for tuning in once again. And Sandeep, the host of this podcast, has been churning out some real good content for marketers and entrepreneurs. We hope we hear more from him and more guests on this podcast. So thank you once again and bye-bye.
Marketing Mantra with Sandeep Mallya is a podcast by 99 Signals, a place to find top-notch content on a wide range of online marketing topics. To get started, visit 99signals.com/best to check out all the top-rated articles on the blog, or simply view the description of each episode to download free online marketing resources to level up your marketing skills. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review featured on a future episode. Got a question or topic suggestion for Sandeep? Simply send a voice message via Anchor app or send an email to podcasts@99signals.com. It too could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Marketing Mantra on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or any major podcast player.